And God the Father smiles upon his Son, his one creation and his only joy. And as we look upon the world forgiven, it's he who calls to us and comes to take us home.
Miracles, Concepts to Christ, with Ezra.
Hello and welcome to another episode of A Course in Miracles Chanting. My name is Ezra. Thank you for coming, thank you for being here, that we can join as one mind choosing the Father, as one mind choosing to remember God, choosing the Holy Spirit to bring us to God, choosing the Christ as the true self, that we may join together in this journey with no distance. Amen. So this chant is called This Day, My Father. It comes from lesson 310 in A Course in Miracles. And the words are, This day, my Father, would I spend with you, as you have chosen all my days should be. And what I will experience is not of time at all. The joy that comes to me is not of days nor hours, for it comes from heaven to your Son. This day will be your sweet reminder to remember you, your gracious calling to your Holy Son, the sign your grace has come to me, and that it is your will I be set free today. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is an italicized prayer in lesson 310, addressed from us to the Father. And that, to me, is the most helpful thing about it. To chant this, to speak these words, to rehearse these words, say these words within your mind, sing these words within your mind or out loud as myself addressing the Father. So just remembering, I am speaking to the Father here. This day, my Father, God, would I spend with you? And that is the gist of the whole thing, that I want to spend the entire day with God. And my experience is that I am sometimes taken over by the busyness of the world, and I am talking to people or involved in things that I have to think about. Yet, two things. One, this peaceful abiding in God, in God's presence, doesn't have to change. I won't say it doesn't change. Sometimes I feel a touch of anxiety with work and having to get something done. And as soon as I feel that, I say, no, this isn't where I want to be. I've chosen the world instead of choosing the peace of God. And so right away, it's a signal to just stop for a moment within my mind, take a breath, and remember God. And that's the other thing about this. I would spend with you, I would consciously go to you as often as possible. And that today, I will remember you. This comes near the ending about I will be set free today. I will remember you. So this day, my Father, would I spend with you? I'm going to spend all day with you, consciously or unconsciously. I am spending all day with you. The true self that I am is one with you. It's another way to think about it. There's no way I could spend any moment without you. You are my source. You are my reality. And I am one with you eternally. Therefore, right now, whether I know it or not, whether I'm thinking about it or not, amen. Second line, as you have chosen, all my days should be. Isn't that beautiful? So God has created us. And in that, God has decided that we will never be without him. That's a blessing. That's not, a clinging parent saying, no, you're not going to do anything without me. I'm going to tag along. No, this is God saying, there is no joy, peace, love outside of me. That's a fact. And so I choose, it is my will, that you will never be without me. Thank you, God. Thank you that we can't sever our connection with you, our communion, our joining. We cannot sever our oneness with you. Impossible. So you have chosen all my days should be. And that is in duality if we're talking about days. So then it's also God's choice, God's will, that here on earth, in our seemingly separated bodies, we can be with God every day, and that is God's will, that we have that joy and that love even while we're here, and that we never have a moment without him. So that's sort of one refrain, those two lines, and then it goes on to kind of a verse of the rest of this that's 8 lines. And what I will experience is not of time at all. Let's stop there. What I will experience. So this is hoping, trusting, wanting, trying to experience God. I'm going to experience. I will experience this. It's not saying I am experiencing this. It's saying I will experience this as I spend my day with you. The definite outcome will be an experience. And that definite outcome of the experience is not of time. So this is reminding me to abide in this present presence. That's what I'm doing, spending my time with God, spending my day with God. I will spend this day with you. And that is an intention to remain in the present all the time. So it's kind of looking at the future. I would spend this day with you. And the choice in that is right now. I choose you right now and continuously throughout the day. I choose to be with you now, God. I choose to be with you now, God. And I'll go into that a little bit. So what is that to be with God throughout the day? Again, it's to be with him right now and continuously right now. To be with God. And in that, I think of it in two ways. One, that I am receiving of him, and two, that I am giving to him in his son. So there is so much in the Course about to give and to receive are one in truth. And so to receive, what do we receive from? We receive of God. And what do we give to? We give back to God. However, the practicality of that here in our dual experience is that we are giving to God through his son. We are loving God's son, and we are abiding in receiving of God's presence. Therefore, when I tune into God, I'm grateful to God. You know, I'm giving my love back to God. I am giving my appreciation, my thankfulness to God, my awe to God. And meanwhile, I'm receiving of him. And I love so many meditations throughout the workbook of trying to hear God. I find that very helpful in experiencing God, in abiding in God's presence. It's almost this opening my ears, opening my mind to receive from God. I'm in love, in loving communion. And I'm so receptive. To be with God is to be so receptive. And in that, I'm feeling the results of the thoughts of God coming to me. So I'm feeling peace and love and joy and clear power. And that comes into me as the thoughts of God, producing the feelings that come from the thoughts of God. And then I'm giving that. That's a part also of spending the day with God, that if I'm looking at my brothers and sisters, if I'm here in the world, seemingly interacting with my hallucination, then I am loving God's son here. I'm extending and expressing that love out. So I cannot give what I have not received. I receive from God and I give it out. And also, in giving it, I know that I have it. So that receiving becomes clear when I give it. I cannot heal. unless I'm healed. I cannot save unless I'm saved. And I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal. And I will know I'm saved when I teach salvation, when I offer salvation to everyone else. Then it comes into my awareness that I am saved. So it is this paradox of giving what I would receive and giving so that I know that I have received. So anyway, the whole gist is getting the love from God and sharing the love with God's Son. We can go on. The joy that comes to me is not of days nor hours, for it comes from heaven to your Son. So this is anticipating this joy that comes to me. So I will experience joy. As I spend the day with God, I will experience joy. And I can say throughout the day, I'm receiving joy. And I know that mostly, again, with giving what I would receive, I know that joy mostly when I start interacting with people. I can be quite silent. So my experience, I can be silent throughout the day, within my mind and doing whatever I'm doing. And then when I come into contact with someone else, I find there's so much joy to give. I'm happy. I'm smiling. I have energy to give, to interact with someone else. And then if I'm off on my own again, I'm mostly in prayer. I have this chant. I have the chant of the week in my mind, or talking to Jesus, or just being with God. And that is a beautiful state. But then when I'm interacting with God's Son, that's when I really feel the joy jump out and I notice it. So this joy that comes to me, there's a couple thoughts on that, is not of days nor hours. So this is the eternal joy, and it is not of time at all. It comes from heaven to your Son. Ooh, it sounds like Revelation, but we can think of it as a holy instant. We can think of it as grace, that heaven comes to me, to the true self. And this is constant, but as I spend my time with God, then it's like opening that channel to really consciously receive that, to know it, and to be awakened to that love, that light that is coming from heaven to the self, and to realize that self. And this is what's happening actually right now. This is what's happening. Heaven, God is sharing its perfect light and love with my true self, who I am. That is what is truly happening in reality right now. Going on, this day will be your sweet reminder to remember you. How beautiful. So again, that I am remembering you and not forgetting you throughout the day. And also that I will remember you, that this is my one goal, to fully remember you. That moment of truly remembering you, the full awareness of God's presence awakening in me and the full realization of the true self that I am. That's what we want. We want that experience of the remembrance of God. And the next line, your gracious calling to your holy Son. So God calls to us, and that is by his grace. By God's grace, he calls to me to awaken to him. And so people in non-duality have awakenings all the time, and it's always referred to, it is by his grace. It is not through my effort. Going into a Christian theme, it is not by the law. When Jesus came, it changed from following the law to receiving grace. It's just straight and direct that we open and awaken to God. It's not by following rules. It's not by understanding scripture. It's not by the law anymore. It's directly by grace. So this being called by God, like for someone to awaken in this lifetime, it can't be attributed to what I'm doing, right? It can only be attributed to God's grace. God's grace is orchestrating this, Why would I be born wanting God so much? You know, it's God's magnetic call that brings me to Him. So it's by His grace that I have any attraction to Him at all. So thank you. Thank you, God, that I want you. Thank you, God, that I am seeing through all the toys that give me nothing and arriving at the single purpose of remembering you. Thank you, God, that by your grace, you have placed this blooming flower of desiring you in me, that I may come to you again. And the next line, the sign your grace has come to me. And that is God's grace coming to me and the full grace of God coming to me, sweeping me up, sweeping me into heaven again. And that it is your will I be set free today. So that again is pointing to an experience that is coming to me as I abide in God's presence. There are children's noises. There's a child crying. I've gone out and talked with her, and sometimes she's crying. It's okay. It is your will I be set free today. And that's repeated. Such a powerful line that to me, it speaks to an experience that is the experience in which I am set free and I am never the same. I am changed because I have remembered the truth of who I am in experience. I have seen the light. I've experienced this deepest holy instant, this grace, this revelation of seeing through the eyes of Christ, seeing God, seeing the true self, seeing the light beyond the form. And today, this is what's happening. This is what's happening. And again, the story that I told last episode, that the two Buddhist monks, one saying, how many more lives till I'm enlightened? Oh, four more. Ah, rats, four more. And the other monk, how many more lives until I'm enlightened? Oh, the number of leaves on this tree is how many more lives? And he's overjoyed, really? Knowing that one day I will be enlightened, and he's instantly enlightened at that moment. So I will be set free today, just accepting that, yes, really? Today I will be set free, yes. Hallelujah, I am free in that. So again, also, I love the repetition in the workbook of Jesus saying, today is the day I will remember God. And then another day, today is the day I will awaken. And another day, today is the day I will be set free. So truly being in that state, that today is the day I will be set free. And is it God's will I be set free today? Of course it is. Of course it's God's will. That right now I am freed to the reality of who He is and who I am as one. Hallelujah. And there are a couple more lines that I have just put in there as lines I want to mix this up with. And it is, I will remember you today. I will remember you by your grace. And that's it. Such a beautiful way for me to address God. God, I will remember you today. Today's the day now. Right now, you can bring that into right now. I remember you, God. I remember you. And that submitting to God by saying, by your grace. It's not by my effort. I am trying. If I'm trying to do anything, I am trying to want you completely. I'm trying to forgive everything else. Yeah, I am trying to hear you. I'm trying to open to your grace, to be sucked up by you. But I cannot awaken myself. I can allow myself to be awakened. And I cannot reach you by my effort, but I can ask for your grace and I can accept your grace. And so that's what I'm doing. Just remembering it's by your grace, God. Oh, precious, that you would have this desire in me that I can want you so much and nothing else. Thank you for your grace. I accept it. And so I accept being brought up into your presence, into your heaven, into your reality. Thank you, Lord. So bless you all in this chant. Bless you in remembering God. Bless you in remembering to remember God throughout the day. Bless you in not being distracted through the day with the busyness of the world, but to come into more and more clarity that God is all I want. In God, all problems, all seeming problems are solved. And in God, I get to experience and share miracles, miracle upon miracle, convincing myself and everyone that the reality of spirit is true and that the world is not. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you this week and in all love. Amen.